there, this is Tracy. Sunday. Can you see the mountains? I love this spot. I was wondering how your week was. What kind of things did you have to face? Did you have good things happen? Or did you have bad things happen? Maybe you had an aha moment where something about narcissists and your relationship with whomever it is came clearer into vision. Maybe you watched that one video that changed the way you thought something about your past really was. If we look through our life, we think about growing up. What did we expect? We expected if we did everything right, and if we were good, and we didn't lie, and we didn't cheat, and we were kind to others, we expected that in return. And so often, we are finding that that isn't really what happens. That isn't the way the world works. And I'd like to propose that we look at it in chapters of our life. Let's go back to junior high school. Were you thinking, how do you fit in? How do you make friends and belong? And then as we got older, we got to high school and we wondered, will I ever be loved? I want a boyfriend. I want a girlfriend. What will I do with my life? It was time in our life where we had to really think this out, and society wanted us to have an answer. But, you know, sadly, many of us didn't know what we wanted to be or what we wanted to do. Then as our friends all started to get married, we clung to that. We said, all right, we want to do the next step. That is the next step, is to move forward and get married and ultimately have children. But there were questions in those parts of our life as well. Are we going to be a good parent? Are we going to be able to love our spouse through thick and thin, through sickness and health? And things happened that we didn't expect. Maybe that relationship didn't work out. Maybe our children were sick. Maybe we were involved with a narcissist. We didn't expect this. Most of us didn't even know that this really existed. We've all battled bullies in our life, and we've persevered. If you look back at all of these things, we are resilient. We are resilient to life happening. Are loved. The most important part is for us to love ourselves, and that's often hard because we expect others to take that place, to take that role for us. Being resilient to the things that have happened in our life is just what we have to do. There is no other choice. Resilience doesn't mean that you're perfect. Resilience means you stand back up when it's over. When life kicks you down, when things aren't what you expect them to be, you get back up. You just try again. We've all faced evil, and we've faced fears. What grips on your heart right now? Is there anger? Hurt. Or maybe there's even rage. Maybe you're in that stage where rage is just filling your heart and it's scary. How about fear? What are you afraid of? I've always been afraid of being able to financially take care of myself and worry that I won't be able to. But as I just heard in church, a really good point is we will take care of ourselves. It's just maybe not the way it was before. But we have that capacity to take care of ourselves, and we need to learn that. We need to not be afraid of things that we don't know. We need to understand hurt and understand how to pull it from our life and acknowledge it, but not let it take over our life, not let it rule us. All of us going through this narcissist abuse recovery, whether it's a spouse, a family member, a friend, or someone at work, people are surrounding us and we're confused because we did what was right. We thought if we did what was right, everything was going to be okay. But I encourage you, you can still make the best of your life. You can still have what you wanted. And I encourage you to think about life as a chapter. Each one of these, we got through it, right? Junior high school, we got through it. We made friends, we didn't make friends. We got to high school, we went to college, we figured out. At least we went through the motions of going through school. And you might have gone for an architect degree and now you do something else. We got through each one of them. We were resilient, and we will be resilient again to all of these things that come up to us. They are just a chapter in our life. And right now it seems like this is a really horrible chapter. A lot of shitty things have happened. But life will go on, and we will be resilient. We need to keep educating ourselves. We need to listen. We need to observe. And we need to love ourselves. Because we can't be resilient if we don't believe in ourselves. This is Tracy, and that is all I have. I have a website, narcissistabusesupport.com. Got lots of resources on there. I encourage you to join a support group, whether it's online and Facebook. I've got a Facebook group as well. Or whether it's somewhere in your local community, in a meetup, or even a smaller group. Get new friends. Build yourself a life again and become resilient. We can do this. Peace out. Thank you.